Colleen Critchley from the 100 Plus Women Who Care Rockies joining me on the show. How are you doing today?
Good, Rob. How are you?
Good. The 100 Plus Women meeting is moving to Banff, I understand, for the next one.
So excited. Yeah, the Y's opened up their arms and said, do you want to host a meeting in Banff? Because we're looking for, you know, more Banff members. And so we're taking advantage and moving it to the K-Watt Training Center.
And when's it going to be happening this particular quarter?
August 11th.
Why did you feel it was important to get Banff involved?
But since conception of this little project that Kelty and I had, most members were from Canmore, but we've had a lot of inquiry through Banff, and a lot more women are actually joining and they live in Banff. So what we're hoping to do, and this was always the thought, was that we'd have two meetings in Banff, two meetings in Canmore, and get to know each community.
This particular meeting, you're going to be doing a little pre-show tour, I understand?
We are. So Connie McDonald has offered, the CEO of the Y, to give the ladies who haven't been out there to see their shelter program and the facility a bit of a tour. And that's going to kick off at 6.
And then the meeting, registration 6:30, meeting starts at 7. What exactly is the 100 Plus Women? What do you do at an average meeting?
Pretty fun. We try to get everyone involved. If you haven't met some of the other members, we do a little fun activity. And then 3 charities are selected, and they get to stand up and talk and give a 5-minute pitch about why that charity means so much to the member. And usually it's not a representative from the charity. It's the member speaking from the heart about why it means so much. From there, the group of 100 women then vote democratically. The majority charity gets selected for the $10,000.
Fantastic. And that's $10,000. It's a pooled donation from all the members present there?
Some of the members aren't present, and we're going to see how that works in August this year because some people are on vacation. But everyone chips in the money, whether it's later on via Visa or a drop-off at either ATB or Riverstone Insurance.
Because it is a summer meeting and the attendance might be, you know, a little interesting, you're doing a little bring a friend night?
I would love to see some new women find out about 100 Women Who Care. It's really engaging. The energy is super high. It's 1 hour of every quarter, and we make this huge impact. Like, we've raised, what, $60,000 in the last 18 months. So yeah, if we could bring a friend and invite them, have a glass of wine and see what we're all about. They don't have to become a member, but even just the awareness of 100 women would be fantastic.
This 100 Women organization is not unique to the Bow Valley. It's something that's going on all over North America. And there was a recent conference in Chicago that you attended?
There was an international conference of 100 Women Who Care chapters.
What did you learn? What was interesting there?
There's groups popping up that are forming 100 Men Who Care, 100 Men Who Give a Damn, which is a great one. And then there's the kids' charities. So they get together and they vote just like we do, but they all put in $10. So it's 100 Kids Who Care. That's popping up mostly in Nova Scotia and on the Eastern Seaboard.
Now, I know you've supported the Banff YWCA in the past. You've supported cancer survivor retreats. You've supported great education initiatives. At the last meeting, what did you vote to support?
So we voted to support Food and Friends, which is a dinner program on Monday nights run out of St. Michael's Anglican Church. So this great bunch of people in Canmore host a dinner with fantastic food and a lot of donations from different companies in town, and invite all of the Bow Valley to come and socialize and get together on a Monday night.
So we'll be voting on another charity here or a local not-for-profit group on August the 11th. Again, you're looking for more women. Can people RSVP online, find out more details?
Absolutely. So it's 100womenrockies.com, and that's the number 100.
All right, 100womenrockies.com. The details on the next meeting coming up here on August the 11th. Moving to Banff at the YWCA. Registration 6:30 and meeting at 7 o'clock. Colleen Critchley, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thank you so much.